the Cape May ferry plowed its way toward the glistening Jersey shore, we were still trying to decide where to spend the remainder of our vacation. The scenic Garden State Parkway speeded up the discussion. Then the turnpike, built for effortless driving, did nothing to distract us from the rapidly developing debate. Fortunately, advice was near. At 630 Fifth Avenue in Rockefeller Plaza's New Jersey Information Center, we met Mrs. McGuire, friendly, knowledgeable, and enthusiastic. She described the varied vacation attractions of the state. Newark Airport. Superhighways such as the Atlantic City Expressway. And lesser traveled roads make any area accessible. Culver Lake for freshwater sports. Fountain bathing is a unique pastime at Hopatcong State Park. The Memorial Tower at High Point State Park overlooks three states. On the banks of the Delaware, Washington Crossing State Park. Historic Allaire State Park. Batstow, once an important Revolutionary War industrial center, is now being developed as a tourist attraction. Even for kids. ...127 miles of sandy beach start at Sandy Hook State Park. For the stout-hearted, climbing the 217 steps spiraling to the top of Barnegat Lighthouse is a breeze. Atlantic City, with its state marina, offers beauty afloat as well as ashore. The annual Miss America pageant, which began in 1921, is a 50-girl, five-day and night world-famous competition. Sister parades under the stars. Baby parades give the younger set a chance to display its charms under the sun. The Scots have their fling. Dancers, their swing. If you nightclub like this, you're likely to miss the early morning fish. But there's still the sightseeing boat. and sailing, and in and outboarding, and the pleasures of pier fishing. Visitors splashing in the pool, playing on the beach, or riding the private railroad find Point Pleasant aptly named. Famous boardwalks, ultra-modern motels, stately hotels, pools of all degrees, and activities to fit any personal fitness program. Places promoting togetherness or solitude. In the sky, in the water. Playing games, watching players. In short, New Jersey has everything. Something to offer everyone for all ages. For all seasons. Mrs. McGuire helped us cast our vote for the shore area this time. Long Beach Island is a gentle, soothing starting point. The youngsters turn into water babies. Find pleasure in looking at the neat homes, basking in the quiet atmosphere, so kind to older eardrums. Contrast is the essence of Asbury Park, with its oceanfront, lakes, parks, and freshwater sports. Blazing in the sun is fun at Seaside Heights. And there's much gaiety in the amusement area. An old hand at playing host to conventions, sightseers, and pleasure seekers. Atlantic City's abundant spectacles keep us busy. Mm-hmm. children enjoy whirling away on their own. At Ocean City, we enjoyed shopping along the boardwalk. The annual festival, Night in Venice. And the cultural programs. Wildwood's motels are the last word in luxury. Even the most avid sun worshiper, sprawled on the sands, can't resist the gentle sloping shoal of this beach. Is a good way to absorb Cape May's quaintness and to observe its Victorian architecture. As we faced the inevitable homeward journey, we all agreed that our decision had been right. Each of us had enjoyed the experience. Craig improved his swimming, the gals their wardrobe, my wallet got easier to carry, we developed a healthful glow, and enjoyed the blissful gourmet dining. Though Carol, Sue, and Craig feared the effect on their waistlines. We all dreamed of the day we could return and refused to say goodbye to our favorite vacation state.